Unscripted.
Unshackled.
Uncouth.
What you're about to hear is for mature ears only.
It's Miguel Fuller.
I would show anything. I'd show my hee-hee and my hoo-hoo and my ha-ha.
Holly O'Connor.
Hey, Daddy, you want to take this to the bedroom?
And Scotty the Body.
I am officially not only the grill daddy, but I'm a hot grill daddy.
Oh, wow.
It's the Miguel and Holly Uncensored Podcast.
Only from Hot 101.5, Tampa Bay's new hip music.
It is officially big game week in Tampa Bay.
It is. You know it.
It is here. Whee! Lots of people, I think, possibly could be descending on our fair city here this week.
Yeah.
Possibly.
I can't tell. I mean, I was out in St. Pete this weekend. It didn't seem like any craziness.
Right.
I think it's going to be all downtown Tampa.
Yeah.
That's going to be like the big time when you're going down like, and when you drive on, what is that, 275 mm-hmm. going into Tampa, you notice it's a lot more crowded. I noticed that this weekend.
Yeah.
Driving in on I-4 and all that.
Yeah. I'm going to that stuff this weekend. Like some of the... Like Curtis Hickson.
Oh, yeah. That's free. Yeah.
I did not get a ticket for the actual NFL experience.
Right.
But I'm going to go. I'm taking one of my best friends and my daughter, and we're going to go. And we're going to just see what we see.
Yeah. Yay. It looks awesome. From all the videos people have on their Insta stories, it looks like there's plenty of stuff to do without actually doing the NFL experience.
Right. And I'm like, you know, it's not like the two of us are like huge football buffs. Yeah. Like, I'm excited for the game. I'm excited about all that. But I'm like... That's fine. That's okay. I want to see is there some food trucks?
Mm. Oh, for sure.
Is there like some good places for like an Instagram selfie? Like that's, and I just want to be in it.
Right.
That's all I want to do.
Yeah.
Now, Scott, are you planning on going down there and doing anything in that area with the NFL experience or just walking around?
Want to. Well, I had a friend reached out and, it's a girl. A friend that, like, we're friends.
Mm-hmm.
And she, I don't know if she has, like, NFL experience tickets. She did message me about it.
Mm.
And this was before I knew all the reservations. So I was like, oh, look, I'll get mine, whatever, you know.
That's what I did, too. I'm like, I'll get it.
I don't know if she has two or just the one. If she has two, then I'm going to hit her back up and be like, let's do it.
Hi.
But if not, I do want to still go down there. It's just the problem I have right now is, like, one, I hate parking downtown. And so I'm like... I don't want to, how am I going to do that? It's going to cost money. Maybe I just Uber, but I don't know who I want to go with. Because, you know, I don't know of anybody here that I like are football buddies with me. You know, like all the guys that I would normally watch football with or like talk any sports with in general are just, they're all over the country.
Mm.
So like I have friends here now, but just nobody's really that interested in football as much as I am, where I'm like, I want to see it all. Like I love it. I grew up playing football. I grew up watching all the games. Nobody's really that interested.
Even though
that it's a big deal. And by the way, I don't think that you're going to be able to go with this girl. Because, like, you have to have your own app, and you had to have registered with your own name.
That's what I figured.
And unless she was like, I don't even know how you could, but she would have had to have put your name down and already assumed that the two of you would go together in order for that to happen.
Like, okay, yeah.
I downloaded the app, and it's like they ask your name, like, you know, your first child in payment. I even had to actually put Maya's name in the app in case you are going to bring any people under the age of 18 with you. So it's like very...
Yeah, which kind of stinks. But I've been able to go to one of these before when I was younger with my dad, and it was phenomenal. It's super cool to go to, especially when I was like a little tiny buckaroo who loves sports. And I got to do all those things. It was really cool. I would like to do it now, but now I'm just going to be excited to see it in our own city. So I do plan on getting over there. It's just kind of when, maybe... Tomorrow.
Now, Holly, do you know exactly, so you won't be doing the actual NFL experience, mm-mm. just like the stuff that you can just walk around and see?
Yeah, so we'll go to like Curtis Hickson Park, I think, is the free event. Anything like along the Riverwalk, that's free. And there were five major areas, I think, and the NFL experience at that one park was only one part of that.
Mm.
So there's other areas where you can go and do stuff. Like, they have a map inside the app and everything, and here's where we get a little lucky. So my friend Erin actually works downtown, and so we can park at her building.
Oh yeah, you got it fancy, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Connections, damn.
Yeah, exactly. So that's how we're handling parking. But other than that, I don't really know what to expect. Like, I'm going to bring Maya. Mm-hmm. I'm going to, like, glue her hand inside of mine because I've heard horror stories of, like, you know, children getting lost.
Right. That many people.
And then we're just going to, like I said, we're just going to see what we see. Like, I don't even know what we're doing. Like, I don't understand what's all there to see.
Right.
Is it going to take an hour? Is it going to take 3 hours? I don't know. I don't know what to plan for, and that kind of stresses me out a little bit as a planner. So we'll see.
That's what we were trying to do this weekend when I finally convinced my little group of friends to go have brunch in South Tampa, because every week it's like, all right, we're meeting at like the same five spots. And I was like, we have got to do something different. So I said, well, let's go to South Tampa, and then we're only a stone's throw away from Riverwalk. And so we can go over there. We can, you know, nobody has any tickets to anything, but we can walk, like you said, Riverwalk and just see.
Yeah.
And then it just, of course, it was like everybody was late getting to brunch. And then it took like 45 minutes to get a table. And then that takes a long time to get your food. And then because we were sitting around waiting, everybody got drunk. And then Scott showed up and he was wasted. And I was like, there is no way that we can take everybody over to the Riverwalk.
Yeah.
Because if there is a big crowd, Scott's trying to hug everybody and it's COVID times and probably peeing in the water or something. And I'm like,
I get weird.
You know what? Let's just go back over to St. Pete, because we've trashed the day.
Yeah.
So we were supposed to go Saturday and just walk around, but we didn't get to do anything. I'm so sad.
Well, that's a bummer that you were right there and you didn't do it.
But it was a joy seeing Scott just bust through Caskin Social, where we were having brunch, and just wasted.
Completely.
I didn't know they did brunch there. Oh, I really like that spot.
It is, like, I want to do a cheat meal there one day, because everybody's food looked so good. I had breakfast tacos that I just ate out of the shell. And, I mean, I don't know how you can make eggs and sausage, like, good or better than the normal, but it was so delicious. Mm-hmm. And I had, like, a piece of someone's little hamburger, and it was so flavorful. And I'm like, okay, I need to come back here and, like, experience an entire meal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, yeah, but, Scott, you were drunk.
I definitely had more than I've ever, you know, indulged on a brunch. I don't, I don't go out a lot. So when I get a chance to, like, go all in, like, I love it. But the thing I hate is when I all of a sudden wake up and it's 7 hours later and I have no idea what happened. Yeah. Like, I remember going to brunch and seeing y'all, and I knew I was lit, because I could tell by, you know, how I was acting. Like, I was just bubbly and fun.
Yeah.
And that's it. Then it, all of a sudden, it's lights out, and I wake up in my bed at midnight, and I'm like, I don't know what happened. But I brunched it up, and that's why, you know, just every now and then I get to do that. I don't get to do it all the time. But, you know, when I have nothing on the day, that was what that, literally on my calendar, I said, brunch. That was it.
You know, I love how things have changed. Like, back when I was your age, when I was 24, we used to be a little bit more destructive about it. Like, on my calendar, it would say, get wasted.
No, it would
hammered.
Not.
Oh, absolutely. Like, I remember saying out loud, like, oh, I can't wait to get wasted.
You know.
And now
that turned my stomach.
Oh, absolutely. It turns mine now. But back then, I wasn't like, brunch. Brunch.
I've only been lit on brunch twice. Right.
I think.
Yeah.
Now it's so cute, super current to brunch. Back then, it was just, I'm going to get wasted.
Yeah.
Now, where did you start, Scott?
So I started at this place in Dunedin called The Living Room.
Oh, yeah.
And the person I was with, like, knew the bartender. So we were just getting hooked up. And they had bottomless as well.
That's the problem.
That's the problem. Me, I don't barely ever drink. So when I do, I remember eating food at the place in Dunedin, and I remember looking down at my omelet and, like, being like, oh, God, I don't even know what I'm looking at right now.
Oh, no.
But it was a great time. But, you know, I was like, you know, that's what I wanted to do, and I wanted to go see y'all in, you know, Soho.
Mm-hmm.
So, F it. I'm going.
Now, how much was that Uber ride from Dunedin to South Tampa?
I don't know. I have no idea. Maybe $20, $30.
No, it was way more.
I was
going
to say it had to have been at least $45.
I don't think I paid for it. I didn't.
Oh, you didn't pay for it?
I don't think so. I got to reconnect on that. Yeah.
Are we just glossing over who you were with? Like, are we not going to talk about that? Or is that like a secret? Or I don't.
Well, it's just, you know, I could be authentic in this realm. It's like, I just got to be very careful with whose names I throw out there, because
you don't have to give any names.
Well, we're not looking for names.
I've been going and doing things with, like, people I'm meeting, you know?
Listen how awkward he sounds. He's so awkward right now.
You can say women. Otherwise, we're starting to think you're bi. Because, honest to God, like, people that I meet, like, no.
I don't care what people, like, I know.
Look, he's sweating! If you are
like, he hasn't been in this position ever. Since he was a teenager. Like, let's just cut him some slack.
I know. I have tried
yeah.
cut you slack and not pressured you. But when you're telling a story about getting drunk at brunch and then an Uber ride, and then obviously there is somebody with you, but we're just like, nobody else was there. I'm sorry. I got to call you out a little bit on that. A little bit.
Slowly getting more. I'm just, you know, slowly stepping into it.
You are going on dates with a few different women.
Yes.
Okay.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
But the reason it's dicey, because somebody on Twitter was like, oh, maybe it's because he doesn't feel comfortable dating yet. No, bitch, as comfortable as F.
Mm.
What's awkward is that, you know, when you're dating several people at the same time, it's awkward when you say one of them and then another one might be listening and they're like, why did that girl get to go to brunch and I didn't? Like, that's where the awkwardness comes in.
Right.
He had a great time with girl A, but what about me? I thought we had a great time, but he didn't tell that story.
Mm-hmm.
As the girl who used to listen to different things, podcasts, and radio shows, to hear, like, what was being talked about, it's awkward.
Yeah.
It's uncomfortable.
I mean, but can you, and Holly, I'm leaning on you for this, would you sort of expect that? Like, if you are hanging out with Scott from the radio, knowing that he's not, like, you're not in relationships with anyone, correct?
Correct.
You're not exclusive with anyone, correct?
Correct.
Has this been expressed with these people?
Yeah, I've been very open from the beginning of just, like, my messaging is this. It's like, I don't, like, okay, one, we all know, like, and this has been communicated, I'm very recently single, and I've very recently gone through a lot of life changes, so I have no idea what I'm looking for. And the one thing I do know is I'm trying to rediscover myself. And also, on that count, like, I'm not looking for anything serious, but the people that I hang out, like, I really like hanging out with you. Like, I wouldn't waste my time. And so, you know, I don't know what I'm looking for. If you want to still hang out with me, I would love that, because I do enjoy your company and, you know, whatever that involves. So
would you assume, Holly, if you are someone who's hanging out with Scott.
Yeah.
And you know that, oh, I didn't see Scott. I didn't have brunch with Scott this weekend.
Right.
And it's not like, I'm not asking for details. I'm just to understand the story. Would you be mad if you were the person that didn't go to brunch, knowing that you do hang out with Scott?
No.
I think in my realm, I would be.
I wouldn't be mad. What I would feel is some type of way.
Yeah.
A little pang of jealousy,
of
maybe.
Course.
A little disappointment that it wasn't me, maybe.
This whole thing is the hardest part about me being single, is because my natural person is like, I'm just like a romantic dude that likes to, like, I want to give you my all.
I know.
And so right now it's very tough because I know I need to go through these stages of just honestly meet just a ton of people.
You play the field. You gotta play it a little bit, quote unquote.
Do that, because if I was to jump in this, and everyone has really understood this so far, that has ever, like, reached out or, like, DM me, whatever that involves.
Yeah.
Understood that it's like, I don't know what I'm looking for right now, and in order, if I was to jump in a relationship right now, it'd probably crash and burn quick, because I'm nowhere near understanding what that next person I am looking for looks like, or is, or whoever that may be.
Yeah.
What I do know right now is that I'm trying to rediscover that, and I'm trying to rediscover what I like to do. And on top of that, number one, first and foremost, I'm just trying to do more stuff and just live my life. And I like having somebody to do that with, which is tough, because I honestly don't like going on dates with multiple people, because it does make me feel bleh. I feel like I'm treating somebody else worse than the other, or
kinda
I'm
like
doing something shady.
You're being a rakish gentleman.
Yeah, and that's not, like, I've never done that before. So this is so new.
But there's not really a lot of options.
And
when I say options, I mean, it's not like you can just date one girl for a while and be like, okay, well, things are done between us now. Let me move on to the next. Like, that's not how it works.
Right.
And it's also, you're not going to be in a relationship right now. You're just not. So you're doing what's normal. Unfortunately, you cannot escape the awkwardness that does come along with the lifestyle that you are, and you should be living right now. It's so great. That's why people miss being single, right? Because there's so many different highs and new experiences, and, like, you get to experience them with new people, which that's an exciting dopamine just boom, boom, boom going off in your brain. So there's a lot of cool things. The thing people hate about being single is the flip side of the coin.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's both sides. You have an amazing time meeting all these different people and going out and whatever, But the flip side of that is that at least one of them is going to catch feelings, and that's nobody's fault, but it's going to hurt. Like, there, we cannot pretend that we live in a vacuum where nobody has feelings.
Yeah.
Right. Absolutely.
And you know that. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. I'm just kind of explaining for anybody listening who is like, well, yeah, what the hell is God doing? You can't live in this vacuum that we pretend where there's no feelings. At the other hand, you've done all you can do. You've explained that this is just your time to be single and fuck around. What else do you want?
What is it? Like,
have no expectations, even though the expectations will start to happen.
Yeah.
At least they know, the women that you're dating, seeing, meeting with, whatever we're calling it nowadays.
Fucking.
They know in the back of their head that you've been up front with them.
Yeah.
That's all you can do. That's all you can do. People are going to get hurt, but you're also going to have a fucking good time. It's the way it goes.
God, you know what's all, like, I didn't think I was going to be, I thought when all this would happen, when I was originally single, like, usually, this hasn't happened in like 5 years. Like, usually I go like heartless for a little bit and I'm like, I just don't give a damn. But that's not the case this time. So it's really weird.
Well, you're a different person.
I know, but it's also like, that's also nerve wracking for me because I'm like, what am I doing catching feelings for people? Like, I don't know. Like, but I
because
can't date you right now.
When this is the problem.
Ah!
There is a song. I think it's I love Jimmy Eat
World.
By
Louis Capaldi? No.
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 No. God, no.
No. No!
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Let me think of the lyrics for a second. Quit going through the motions. They lead to real emotion. That's what I go back to. So, like, when you go through the motions of being lovey-dovey with someone, having a nice, cute dinner with someone, getting wasted with them and making out with them, like...
watching sunsets together.
In human nature, when you pretend, you know, that you're doing coupley things, that leads to those feelings. It just does. And so that's why I'm saying, like, everything you're doing is fine. And by the way, you're doing it the exact right way.
Right.
But we don't live in a vacuum.
Right. Yeah. And this is a something I was going to bring up on the show, but let's talk about it now.
Oh, good.
Is, you know, obviously we live together, Scott. So yes. I sort of see, you know, the friends that you're making and, you know, sort of seeing the situations play out.
Yeah.
And I just watching. The thing that I've found interesting, because I've never seen, like, straight people date up close, because Holly, like, when you were with your ex-husband Chris, I mean, y'all had started at the beginning of your relationship, so I never really saw you, like, super single.
I didn't do well single for a lot of the same reasons that Scott's having this dilemma.
Right.
I care too much.
Yeah.
Right.
I am not good at dating. I have always hated dating, as a matter of fact. So yeah, you never really, even after I got divorced, I went a little wild and crazy, but I didn't do a lot of, like, you know, formal dating, because I don't handle it well.
Right. And see, and here's the danger where I see Scott getting into the danger zone sometimes is you are doing romantic things with these people.
That's why I avoided it.
Right. Yeah. And so, like, to me, whenever I was in this phase of your singledom, I was like, hey, we can hook up. You can meet me and my friends out when we're out, but, like, we're not doing romantic things. And so the only danger line I see for you, you can say all these things and you can be like, we're not, I'm not ready, we're not dating. But when you do these very intimate things, you can't help
but
start to get feelings.
It's
and so
natural.
My ask is, what is the end game with these situations that you have going on? Because somebody at some point is going to get hurt, and maybe you haven't even thought that far ahead. I'm just saying, as, like, the third person just sort of watching it go down, and I'm like, that is so cute. Oh, my God, that's so cute. But how the fuck is he going to reconcile this?
Can I interject before you answer that?
Yeah, please.
If you do want to answer that, do we just have to accept in this game feelings are going to get hurt? Is it even possible to do this life and not get hurt or hurt somebody else? We do blown off on our show every single day.
Right.
Obviously, these calls come from feelings, right? Yeah. And emotions.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if it's possible to date casually and be fully unattached, because what's the point?
That's part of the process.
That is part of the process. Right. Why would you want to go spend 2 or 3 hours of a Saturday with a stranger at brunch?
Right.
If you don't even like them a little bit. Like, it's part of it. So I don't think that, to answer Miguel's question for Scott.
Holly!
Someone's going to get hurt. And it's going to be, it's the way it is.
It's just,
you can't prevent it. Can you prevent it?
No, you can't prevent it. Because, I mean, at the other end of it, like, I'll probably be hurt too. Because it's not like I'm, I'm not going at this heartless, which I thought I would be able to. But I'm not. Obviously, like, the people I'm like, hanging out with, and I'm doing it on a pretty, you know, a good amount of time where I'm like, I genuinely enjoy your company, you as a human. Mm-hmm. I just wish almost like the circumstances were different where I'm like, okay, if this was a year down the line, I consider it different. I just don't, I literally, for the end game question, Miguel, like, I don't know what the end game is because, again, like, I don't know how this stuff works out. I'm just kind of going with the flow. Literally every day is like a new adventure. And, you know, the one thing I try to just say out loud is like, look, at any time, like, if you want to stop talking to me, like, I get it, because it's almost like you're signing up for who the fuck knows.
You're signing up for to be like a masochist.
Yeah, to hurt.
Which sucks because hurt. One thing I hate more than it, like, is hurting other people.
Right.
I guess I don't want people to leave this and be like, fuck Scotty's asshole. I'll be like, no, like, that's not it. It's just, I can't do that serious stuff.
Which
right
can't
now.
Help how you feel.
Yeah. Oh no, I get it. I'm sure I'm gonna get a couple like FUs.
And by the way, nobody. Well, I mean, if they are, kudos to the woman who is strong enough to look at an attractive guy who is doing attractive date type things and having sex with me and making me come all the time and be like, you know what though, my feelings. You'll have to excuse me. I'm done.
Right.
I know.
What woman is going to do that?
I don't know, but I'm trying to be open about the fact that it's like,
that's what I'm saying. Like,
I don't want to hurt you and I don't want to hurt myself, but it's like, I like hanging out with you. So I'm going to continue to text you and like be like, oh, well, let's go hang out and do this.
Right.
Because I like it. It's not like I'm just doing it because I'm just trying to use you for your time. Like, no, I enjoy hanging out with you.
These are just the parameters of the space you're in right now.
Right.
And maybe it's just that we needed to identify the perks and the lows.
Right.
I don't know.
I guess because I was always like, when I was newly single, I was in, hey, I'm going to hook up. And I hooked up. And then, like, there, I remember 3 guys in particular. God, slut Miguel. Sorry. Wow. I never just casually threw that out there before. It's fine. Whatever. God, slut.
Please stop doing that because someone listening has your same number.
I know.
And you don't want them to feel ashamed.
That was just right after my breakup, girl. There was a lot. Anyway.
Yeah,
but like right after, because there were like 2 phases of my singledom before Abe and I got together. There was what I call like the intense slut phase where as soon as my ex moved out, I remember like the day he moved out like on a Friday. And that night I went out with some friends. It's somebody that I had like talked to at Gasparilla a few months before. And they were like, hey, and I was like, I'm in a relationship, not interested. And then I knew that my ex was moving out that Friday night. And so I hit him up on Facebook Messenger that day. And I was like, hey, remember when I saw you at Gasparilla? That was so fun. And they were like, hey, what's going on? And then I remember we went, my friends and I went to go see a movie that night. And I was like, well, we're going to see this. Do you want to come? We're going to go out afterwards. He came along to the movie. We went out. We went back to my place. We did it. The next morning, we did it again. And then it was like, all right, cool. That was fun. And it was like understood that was it. And then 2 weeks later, there was someone else. And then about a month later, there was another person. But that was like my like, all right, I don't want to do date-like relationship type things. I just want to do that physical aspect of it. And then I transitioned to like, all right, I'm getting to know myself. And I did my summer of single. So that's, I've never done it the way you're doing it. And I just see the collision course for bombs exploding.
Should we at all, or maybe this is me overthinking it, should we at all be mindful that we're talking about gay and straight culture?
Absolutely. And that's why I'm saying I don't understand this part of it.
Yeah.
Because for instance, when I was into where you are, right now, well, I was more advanced emotionally and I was like ready to start dating.
Yeah.
And towards the end of my summer of single, I remember I went on a couple of dates with this guy. was really vibing with him. And I was like, all right, we're getting close to Labor Day where I'm going to sort of like take the restrictions off myself and let's get to know you a little bit more. Let's maybe dive a little deeper. And then I met Abe, or he asked me out on a date. And then as soon as that first date happened, I knew that like that was way stronger than the other connection. And so I told the other guy, I was honest. I was like, hey, I'm so sorry. I know we're literally like 3 or 4 weeks into this. I just met someone. My gut's telling me. And he was like, it sucks a little bit. I got it. I don't know if we can like be friends right now, but like good luck in your future endeavors, basically. Because I just could not handle the intensity of the hanging out and the date-like things with more than one person. Like the hooking up, I can do that. The dating, I can't. And like maybe it's the difference between gay and straight culture. Mm. So that's why this is, to me, mind-boggling watching it from afar, because I've never done that.
But see, like, I think I don't want to make a broad judgment call, but like,
well, we're speaking in general terms.
Yes. So I think gay and straight culture does have something to do with it.
Right.
But I also think that there's a difference for, I can't speak to the gay culture on this one, but I can say I think for straight men, it's easier to date multiple women and get by with not diving too deep emotionally. And I think that goes back to society and how society treats straight men.
Mm.
I don't think it's as easy. And then again, it's not to say all. I don't think it is as easy for women to date multiple guys. Now, it's not impossible. Obviously, there's a lot of women that do it.
Absolutely.
And they do well with it.
Right.
But in very broad general terms, it's a little more difficult for women to have like 3 or 4 guys that they're juggling as opposed to straight men have 3 to 4 women.
Mm.
Someone is mad. Someone is upset.
Oh, yeah.
And I am sorry.
I mean, well, listen, that's all we can go off of is we're painting very broad strokes here to try to understand the situation. And I guess that's what I'm getting down to is I just and maybe it's an individual. Maybe it's not even a gender or a sexuality thing. Maybe it's per person where I don't have the emotional bandwidth to take on more than one person in that intimate setting.
Deep. Okay, so you're like a deep emotional person, right? So that's why you like literally turned it off and like just effed randoms, whatever. But then when you were ready to fully step into who you are, which is the deep emotional person, you knew that you couldn't be dating like 3 or 4 different people at the same time.
Right.
But that could just be you.
Right.
And there could be a reason why Scott's so uncomfortable. It's because it's not really him.
Right.
Like, just being a hoe bag.
Mm-hmm.
But here we are. Because it's like dating is difficult nowadays. It's not even dating. It's just hanging out and seeing where it goes.
It's being casual.
But, like, I'm sorry. We're all humans and we're all evolved the same way. And, like, that's what we do.
Mm.
I don't know.
Mm.
Scott?
It's just so complicated.
As we're dissecting your emotional life.
Well, you know what's interesting? I don't even ever feel like I'm cutting myself off from being emotionally available. Like, I feel, which is weird. Again, this is also a weird sector because my whole, our lives are to share our lives. Like, so mm-hmm. that's another part
that's
of it.
That's so weird, too. Oh, I just thought of something really quick. We had a guest speaker, like, a couple of months ago for work. They did, like, a Zoom call with, like, this friend. Didn't we have her on the podcast?
Yeah, yes, we had her on the podcast, yeah.
She told us that you can only have, like, 5 super close relationships.
Yeah.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So that's another thing probably that comes into play where it's like, okay, how much of yourself are you divulging to this person? How well is this person getting to know me? Is this now one of my 5 that I'm, like, leaning on? Because that brings a whole other set of problems.
Right.
Is this person just your friend or do they feel something more about you? Because that's not going to work.
Right.
So that I think that comes in, too, because humans, like she said, we only really have space for, like, deep connections with 5 people.
Mm.
So does that – how and where and when does that come into play with dating? Are you confiding in these people? Or are you keeping it surface level? Like, where are we at?
Well, it's February 1st, so we obviously have Valentine's Day in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So, like, Has that been discussed with the women that you're talking to, Scott? Like, how are you going to handle that?
I have no idea. Like, my plan was just to do, like, a bros thing.
That would
like,
be
just
my,
like,
my advice.
Because, and that's another thing. Like,
I mean, would you even acknowledge it with them, or you just act like it's another day?
I think it was a topic that was brought up recently of, like, jokingly, but I don't know. It's not like it's they're not just random people. It's not like, oh, only saw you the one time. It's like, no, there's a connection there.
Yeah.
But if I do anything Valentine's related, it adds more.
You don't do anything Valentine's related. Zero. In fact, this whole
sucks
conversation.
I love that ish.
Yeah, I know you do. I know you don't get it this year is what happens. So, like, can I please just give you what I believe, Holly O'Connor believes might be the best advice. Any of these women that you're talking to, you straight up, I mean, as soon as today, if you have to, and when we get done with this podcast, you're like, hey, I know Valentine's Day is coming up. I know that gets a little dicey. Just so you know, I'm hanging out with my bros. We're not doing anything. In case you want to make plans on your own time, and then you follow through with that, you do not do a damn thing with any of these. None of them get Valentine's Day. You do. It's your day, boo. You could go hang out with your friends, with your dad, with your dogs. The love that Valentine's Day represents, it's self-love this year.
Mm.
Okay.
God, I mean, it sounds great, but just even the words trying to say, it just sounds like shit to somebody else, though.
No, because if you have been honest, like you've told us that you are with them.
Mm-hmm. You lying, bitch?
They will expect and respect.
No, I can, and I, now that I think it through, like, it is something I think would be understood,
which I
think is so understandable.
I think so. It would be foolish almost for anybody to assume differently. And also, if they did, that's kind of a little line for you to go, uh-oh, what's going on with this one, with this little filly?
Right.
She wants a Valentine's Day? I just already done told her she can't have one, and now she's being crazy about it? Boot. She gets the boot. You just got to be honest.
I know. That's
what you do. And it doesn't have to be awkward because you just have to be like, hey, I know Valentine's Day is coming up. Just so we're all clear, I got plans with my boys. So if you were wanting to make plans or anything, you do you, and we'll catch up the next weekend.
Because they might be talking to their friends like, oh, my gosh, maybe that's the weekend where Scott will decide that, like, he wants to be a little bit more serious, even though we had the conversation.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to, like, this is where I feel like other women sometimes get mad at me, because I know somebody once slid up in my DMs and were like, why do you make it seem like all women are just dying for a man to ask him out and all this and this and this? And I was like, no.
Yeah, it's just the other half of the relationship.
It's like we're living in this world where we want to pretend all these women are totally cool with you taking the other women out on dates, and they're not jealous, and everything is fine. And yes, it might be that way, and if that's the case, fantastic.
Right.
I'm just here to say it may not be the case, and one of them or all of them could be secretly, they're not even going to tell their best friend, they're just secretly hoping that maybe they get picked on Valentine's Day. And maybe they get to do the Valentine's Day with the romantic Scotty the Body.
Oh, my gosh. He's going to put rose petals on his bed and cook me chicken that's dry. Yes!
Somebody wants that dry chicken?
Oh, yes! Wow.
So I'm just saying, like, we have, if we're going to allow a universe that assumes everyone gives no fucks and has no feelings, we also have to at least imagine that there's a universe where there are Fs given and there are feelings.
Yeah.
And you don't want that mess.
Right.
You don't need it.
I give you and them credit for being able to do that with everything out in the open.
Yeah.
Because I just don't think that I would have the emotional capability of doing that. Like, sending two good morning texts, you know, when you're in that first part of dating, or something exciting at work happens and then you got to text two people and then you accidentally, you know, send the wrong gif or picture of the two of you from something you did this weekend to the other person. Like, I just, my emotional and mind would not be able to handle all of that at one time. So I give you all credit.
I don't know. I hate the timing of it. I think that's what's really crappy.
That sucks too.
Because it's
you're
like, you meet great people and you're like,
right,
I guess that's the next question. Like, what do you do? You just cut it off now and be like, all right, well, in a year, maybe I'll reach back out.
Right.
Or you just keep riding the wave because it's great. It's a great wave.
You ride that wave real hard. Ride it, girl. No. Mm-hmm. But so, yes, you do. Because you can't, like, stop your life to wait till you're ready for it. But that's where I'm saying, like,
that's why this is tough.
People are going to get hurt. And it's, you may learn, maybe this person will learn a great lesson from it. Maybe you will. Maybe she will. I don't know. Like, great things have happened to people who have, like, gone through some, like, you know, romantic pain and, like, used it to try to be, like, make you the villain. But then they're like, I got this. I'm going to do me. They get a haircut. They go get their best job. They're living their best damn life outbound, like, Bayshore. And they could have used your snub. I said that in air quotes because it's not like you would snub them. But if they perceived it as such, they use that for their next best life. So just keep doing what you're doing. But I would, I mean, do you, where are you at on Valentine's Day, Miguel?
You mean like, how do you handle it?
How should he handle it? Did I give good advice?
Yeah, no, I think.
Unless he wants to pick one chick.
I mean.
Then you got to prepare for, y'all spend Valentine's Day together. What does that mean?
Yeah, and that's mainly because I don't know me right now. So I'm like, okay, if I do that, like as much as I want to, I'm like, again, what does that mean? What does that even mean for me? Like, does that mean I'm just taking it to the next level? Like, I don't know. So, I don't think I'm ready for that bridge to cross. So, I don't really want to cross the bridge because I'm not ready for the bridge.
No, I agree with you. I mean, just from the people that I've watched Scott interact with, I would say that I would stay away from that weekend as well. I mean, even if you don't want to be that blunt about it, if you just want to be like, hey, just by the way, I'm going to be out of town that weekend. I'm going to go visit my dad or something. I just feel like anything that you try to do that's a romance or anything related to being romantic that week, if I were one of them, I would assume that this is you signaling that you want to go to the next level and maybe be exclusive.
I am always looking for clues.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I know not all women do this. And the strong, independent women that literally could give no F's about men ever, and they just are out here having sex with everybody, I'm in awe of your vaginal power. I am.
Save that.
But a lot of people be over here looking for clues.
Right.
Did he use an extra exclamation point?
Mm-hmm. Oh, crap.
What time and how long of time elapsed from when he last said something? It's a game of Easter eggs.
Absolutely.
You're always
That's
looking
what it's
for
all
clues.
About. You're always looking for. And by the way, if you are on the receiving end and you're in a situation like Scott and you're one of the women, don't. I'm going to say this and you're going to roll your eyes. You're going to be like, whatever. And I'm going to say it again and it's not going to make sense. You will know if they want more.
Yeah.
You don't have to search for clues.
Man.
It was like, I wish that I could have felt what I felt the first few weeks and months with Abe. If I had knowing what that feeling felt like of having someone that was like, I like you and I didn't have to search, I would have saved myself so much heartache because I was always looking for clues.
Yeah.
And then when I met Abe, it was like, oh, I can be myself. You've told me exactly what you want. This makes sense.
And I don't handle rejection well. And I think that's part of it with women. It's not, or anybody,
right.
Could be men. But part of it is like, okay, so we all know and we've all heard no response is a response.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're having to dig that hard for clues, the answer is probably no.
No.
We got all that. However, I don't take rejection well, and it starts to turn into like, what? You? I'm sorry. You don't want me?
I hate
Do you
that.
Know how perfect I am for you?
Wow.
It's a little part. It's a little part.
And that part
you
sucks
win.
Too.
Well, you just want to win it.
That's what I don't want other people to think. Because it's like, and I've said this out loud to people. It's like, it's never, this whole thing, if this just crashes, it's not you. It's not you. Like, please don't ever, and again, you will take it as you want to take it if it's whatever. But I really hope at the bottom of my heart, because one, I hate hurting people, and two, I don't want you to put the blame on yourself, because of course, if there's anything in these situations, it's of course me. I'm the one rediscovering myself. I'm the one that doesn't know what I want to do.
Yeah.
Don't blame you, but I know it's going to be impossible for people not to look inward and be like,
yeah, it's
is
hard.
It something I did? It's like, no, it's not.
It's
I
hard.
Don't want you to take it personally because I think you're awesome. That's why I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
But then, oh God, I just put myself in one of their shoes.
Ah!
And I just, and, ooh, Girl, you just triggered me. You don't know how many times little Miguel, who was always like, well, I'm going to try to be play it cool. I'm not going to be crazy this time. You know, I'm going to let you find yourself and just know that I'm always here. You need someone to listen to when you're upset. You need someone to help you out. Oh, you need a last minute date to this work function. Sure, I'll play the perfect partner, but just know that I'm not expecting anything from it. And then eventually the, well, I'm really not ready to date anyone. I heard that so many times. And then the fucking best was always a month later, you'd see their fucking asshole on Instagram or Facebook in a relationship with someone. And I'd be like, are you fucking kidding me? So good luck, Scott.
Well, this wasn't you.
Good luck.
It was
good luck.
Part of it is you, because you have to think. And by the way, that's okay. We're not everybody's going to like me. Not everybody's going to like you, you know. It took me a long time to learn that, because I'm like, who wouldn't love me? I'm a delight. I have a great mastery of the English language. But it is a little bit you, right? Because if it wasn't me, I think about, you know, Mr. Personality that I dated, who was a TV guy for like 3 dates. And at the end of the day, no. Was it about me? It really wasn't.
Mm-mm.
He's got issues. He's got issues, which I understand now from a distance. But also it was a little bit me, because if I had been exactly what he was looking for, it would have worked.
Right.
But it's okay that it was a little bit me, because it wasn't meant to happen that way. You're not for everybody, and everybody is not for you. It just sucks when you kind of hung your hopes on it a little bit.
Yeah.
And then you get that, you know.
And you tell yourself not to. You tell yourself.
Oh, yeah. You can tell your brain everything you want to.
And then as soon as you hear, and even you just saying that out loud in the phrase that I've, and usually it was through text, let's be honest. It was never in person.
Yeah.
And so just reading that, I'm like, oh, God. I just remember that feeling of, you know, I'd always be like, it's fine. It's fine. It's so fine.
But that's what I'm saying.
And then that's when I would get wasted on Friday nights.
Ugh. But let's circle back to the beginning, make it a full circle. People are going to get hurt.
Yep.
We're in this. You're in the game.
Can we just ask before we head out, how many of them are in circulation right now? Or do you want to say?
Circulation? Like what?
I don't know how to, say
footballs?
It.
Like how many in circulation?
You're a football. You don't have to say if you don't want to.
It's not as many as people might think, I think is the best way to put it. I don't want to say the exact number.
How about we just say a few?
Less than 10?
A few people. Yes. Oh, my God, yes.
Less than 5?
A few.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm just trying to get an idea.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to be one of these footballs,
I hate you.
Scott, what's your Instagram?
Oh, no.
What's your social media?
No.
Oh, dear.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no. Oh, boy.
Oh, well, at Scott Tavlin. Scott Tavlin. I hate this because it makes me sound like a whore, and
no,
I'm not a whore.
You're not. I'm only teasing.
Let me stand up for whores for a second.
Hey, we can all stand up for whores.
Yes.
I was one.
Everybody has a phase at some point or another. And hopefully if it's not a phase and it's your whole life, you've been making some damn money on it.
Right.
But
just be safe.
No, exactly. Yeah. I was going to say, it all just comes down to safety first. As long as you are being a smart mover and shaker, then you do it. You're not a whore, baby.
Save
that on my wall.
That needs to be someone's ringtone. You're not a whore, baby.
No, you're not.
You're not,
baby.
Girl.
You are not a whore.
No, you are a strong, resilient human being.
That's right. Amen.
Come on. Holly, what's your social media?
Okay. Radio Holly on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter.
Mine is Miguel Fuller, MiguelFuller. You can find me on Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, Twitter, all the wonderful places. Don't forget, if you want a Miguel and Holly sticker because you're part of the Platypus Posse, you can send me an email with your information, miguel@hot1015tampabay.com. Wherever you listen to podcasts on Apple iTunes.
iTunes?
iTunes?
Just iTunes.
iTunes, whatever. wherever you, Apple Podcasts.
Apple Podcasts.
Spotify. Just make sure to give us a rating and a review. It really helps. Mm-hmm. And you can always listen on the Hot 101.5 app. Until next time. And when we slide up into Scotty's DMs.
Oh, you better have a bros Valentine's Day. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm, bye, girl. Mm-hmm.
Catch up with the previous episodes of the Miguel and Holly Uncensored Podcast from Hot 101.5.
Just hit up the Hot 101.5 app, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts.
Search Miguel and Holly Uncensored.